Hello?
Coming, that's about like the candles, they're gonna come every day.
Hello?
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 Yes. Okay, fine. So, who's out there? Okay, fine. So yesterday, must be Elul. Yesterday, we asked a very powerful question, which we hopefully will get an answer to, and that is even though we have a clear understanding why there is Yusurim, why a person is given Yisonus and Yusurim, it's to clear out the space for us to be Megala, our own Koiches, and for us to somehow be Doimel Boire, to be similar to Hashem, in our Tzelem Elokim, that he is Boire Yesh Me'ayin, and for us to also be Boire Yesh Me'ayin. Obviously, we can't be Boire Yesh Me'ayin Bichlal, because whatever potential you're revealing was put there by the Boire in the first place. But that's the Dimyon of being Yesh Me'ayin. That's the purpose of the Yisurim, is to create the void in which we can function. Because if there's no void, then there's no way for us to function, because then you're just Hashem. And then you have no way to express your own unique mission in this world. Then we asked, that's very nice, but how do you do it? I'm going to read the last paragraph on Reish Mem Tes, and then Mitzvah Shem will go into the answer to this. Keitzad nuchal bepoil. How is a person able actually, bepoil, lemaisa, lahashrish benafsheinu seyadia habrura, to put into our innermost being, real, to live real, clear, that Yisurim are good for us. We get it intellectually. Something bad happens, we go, yeah, oh no, it's good for me. But in the meantime, a person is not besimcha, he's not be yeshiva das, because Yisurim has grabbed hold of him. So how do you do that? This we're going to learn in the next chapter, is how we actually about doing this, internalizing it and making this real. Obviously, this is not a one-day endeavor. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get this clear in one day. This takes work. And hello, somebody said something. No, okay. So just 1 second. Let's try and get this thing to stand up here. It keeps falling. Okay, maybe that'll hold it. All right. So that's a question we're going to ask, answer, and answer for, and that's Peregimel. It's called Tachlis HaYusurim. And he's going to start building the sugya through now, and hopefully by the time we finish this chapter, not before Rosh Hashanah maybe, then there's another chapter. We have a few more chapters to deal with, two more chapters to deal with here on Yusurim, and then we'll tie the whole Sefer together, Metz Hashem, in the last chapter. Very important chapter there. Very, probably the most important thing you'll ever learn. Not because it's so important, but it's just because it's been so misrepresented out there that you need to get a straight perspective on that sugya. But that will get there. That'll be a while still. In the meantime, we want to start dealing with this question. How do we go about acquiring and internalizing this message and utilizing this message that the Yisurim is good for us? Anu b'nei Adam. We humans. I hope you still know that. Haka'ev hu ka'ev. Pain is pain. Pain is pain. You, even if you know that it's good for you, it's still painful. The migraine doesn't go away because you know it's good for you. You know it's good for you, but you still have a migraine. That's painful. That's not pleasant. That's what's called Yisurim. And Tzad grabs hold of us. It takes over our minds. Very hard to switch yourself off from pain. You're a great Gedoli Yisrael. I mean, you know, Ramosha. The door got slammed in the car door. He didn't scream because he didn't want to embarrass somebody. There was a major, major high transcendental levels where even your body's responding to the Torah instinctively. That we're not even remotely going to talk about. It's almost impossible for us to menatek from pain. Ulam ramot hakol ein zu stira lesimcha. But that's not a contradiction to being besimcha. There's many simchadika happenings that are escorted with pain. Bring a new child into the world. It comes with pain. I've never done it, but I'm told that it comes with enormous pain and a lot of tsar. Kvishneva Bozuk be Etzev told the Ibonim, with pain you will give birth. The Chain Omru, it says in the Midrash, Maya Piut Poya Hayelodes, Tzadik Tes Lemisa Vachas Lachaim. 99 screams, whatever, putes, expressions of pain, the woman giving birth expresses. 99 of them are for Misa, and one is for life. She can't get enough already. Hayesrim Kashimo, terrible Yisurim. Achayoledes Lamarot HaKol Metzepes Po'esha B'Simcha. But she's there happily. She's in pain, but mitzad sheni, she's B'Simcha. Why? Because even though this event is painful and difficult, it's worth it. She's giving birth, a greater simcha, meidika simcha. So when there's pain, but the pain has meaning, the pain is producing something, so then it's not a contradiction to simcha. You can be in pain, you can be with simcha if you understand that the pain is worthwhile. Come on, Cain. Adam Shotarech Vomo B'meshech Yom Shalem B'Panosot. Person works the whole day, battles and struggles to make a panosa. Ovet Kashem Iboka V'Aderev. He works very hard from the morning to the night trying to make an honest buck. Ulam B'Sof HaYom Husamach. Then the day is happy. Kumerutzah Mikach Shetzliach Lasiget Panosoy B'Yosha. He's happy. Then the day he made his panosa in a straight way. He made an honest panosa. Ha'avoyde Kashem V'Oilulo B'Omel V'Yegir Avalu Shaveh. Yeah, I worked very hard today. A difficult day. I had a very difficult day. I worked very hard. I was a shaveh because now I can feed my family. Now I can pay the rent. Now whatever. There's a shaveh. There's a reward. Not a reward. There's a meaningful reason why I'm going through this pain. Kachi gam agisha klape kola yusurim aboyim ala odom. And that should be the I mean should. That's a bad word. That is the approach, that's the perspective that a person has on all the Yisurim that comes upon us. If a person thinks that he's suffering for nothing, you won't be able to handle those Yisurim are the worst thing in the world. What I need to live for? Yisurim, and there's no reason for that. There's no purpose, there's nothing to do with that. Meaningless suffering. When a person knows that the Yisurim are giving him unbelievable, elevated, transcendent, higher values and rewards, so then he's happy because it's Shaveh. So Mitzarachar is in pain, but he's also Besimcha because the pain's worth it. Pain that you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what the reason is, you know what the purpose of that pain is, that's a sevel, that's too much to bear. That's too much to bear. That can't bear that. There's a story they tell about a Yid. He was put in a hard labor, 20 years in whatever, hard labor, Siberia, whatever. So what they did was every morning they used to wake him, they tied him to a mule. You know, they used to get the donkey to walk around. And so he was tied up to this thing with a gear and whatever. On the other side of the wall, there was a machine, something was grinding, whatever. And every day he had to walk around in circles, grinding what was ever on the other side of the wall. And he did that. Obviously, Yisurim, terrible Yisurim, but he was mitkaber, kumishumayim, and he worked and he struggled. And he eventually, after the 20 years, he finished his punishment, his prison, and then unlatched him from the machine. And he said he wants to see on the other side of the wall what he was producing. So he took him around to the other side of the wall and there was nothing there. And he went out of his mind. He went completely out of his mind. Calls mine for 20 years. I was walking around with suffering and pain and yusurim, but I was producing something. I was grinding wheat or I was doing something beneficial. Besada. But you tell me for 20 years I've been walking around a circle for nothing? He went out of his mind. Couldn't bear that. So that's what we're saying here. If a person has problems, they're suffering, has difficulties, but he knows there's a reason for it, so then you can withstand it because you know it's worth it. But if there's no reason for it, it's just stump suffering, that there's no reason for that. That may be one of the reasons why there's an issur of avodas perach. Avodas perach is you can't ask somebody to do something that has no benefit. Even if you pay him very handsomely. You pay very handsomely to take a beach sand and throw it into the sea until the beach is finished. No, the beach will never get finished. It's an endless, useless piece of work. It's also to hire somebody to do that. Even if you're paying him more than schar minimum, you're paying him well to do it. It's awesome. Because there's no meaning to that work. There's no tachlis. A person has to have meaning in what he's doing. Have a ime shehavona habasisis oedus tachlis hayusurim hi sheyusurim heim harisu l'shem binyan. The first thing a person needs to know, you have to build this inside yourself until it becomes automatic. First thing a person needs to know, point number one, is the yusurim is a destruction for the purpose of building. Like we mentioned this week, the building in Manhattan. You want to put up an 80-story building, you can't build it on the back of the 10 stories. You have to break down the building, you have to dig deep foundations, you have to go down. It's a yiridush tzarichali. You have to go down, you have to go up. So that's the first thing. The Yisurim are destroying something. They're creating the space in order to build something bigger. It's not a churban for the churban's sake. I actually thought about it yesterday. I wanted to say it, and then we ran out of time. It says, "Kol asamach chosin v'kala ki ilu boine echad michurvus Yerushalayim." Somebody who masamach chosin v'kala. I don't want to go into why that is. I just want to focus on something else here. He rebuilds one of the churbonos, one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Why do you want to do that? Just build a new building. Basically, she's going to be a new building. Well, why is it being built on the back of the ruins? Because that's the vault. That's the vault. You have to break something down in order to build something new, but you don't build something new some out of nowhere. It's got to be built on the back of the churban. So the churban is not a churban for the churban's sake. The churban is a churban for the building's sake. That's why when you rebuild Yerushalayim, you don't just rebuild, you don't build Yerushalayim. You rebuild it from what? From the churban. So that's the first thing you need to know, that the Yusurim is a destruction for the purpose of building. Therefore, it's building. We begin a soy salmanas livnois. Shabbos, we have this idea, if you break building down in order to build something new there, that's awesome. Stop knocking down a building, midrash is no problem on Shabbos. Midrabonin, yeah, but midrash is not a problem. Why? Because there's no binyan there. There's no malocha there that's creating. There's no creative act. It's a churban. You're destroying. But if you're knocking down something to rebuild or to build something new, that breaking down the building is considered building. When you scrape paint off the wall in order to paint the wall, scraping is part of the painting. It's part of the renewal. You're just scraping off the paint from the wall because you want to see the concrete. That's a scraping. That's not a creative act. The Yisurim brings a person to brings him a certain goodness, brings him to a new place that without the Yisurim he could have never got that goodness. The Mefurish Ramban in Breishis, if you don't want to listen to us, so you should certainly listen to the Heilige Ramban. Ramban, he knew what he was talking about. Listen to these words. All the Yisurim a person gets is for the good of the person being tested. There's nothing in Hashem's will. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Kifshin is by Medivre Chazal, Vasarma Kadoshim, Vish Gibel Sugit Tachlis Yisurim. Chazal tell us that there's three purposes of Yisurim. Tachlis Rishani La Abed Esachoitim. First purpose of Yisurim is to wipe out the sinners. Tachlis Enu Shaychas, that's got nothing to do with us, it's not relevant to us. It's talking about those kind of people, the Hitler Yamach Shmois. That's what the Yisurim, it comes to them. Why does it come to them? To get them out of the world, to destroy them. Well, to put them into Gehenna. They don't get out of it so quickly, that you must know. They're in Gehenna screaming, blood-curdling yells, these people. If you could hear the blood-curdling yells of Hitler Yamach Shmois for all eternity in Gehenna, your skin would crawl. The second purpose, which was more relevant to us, the first one is not relevant to us. I mean, it's relevant to us because we need to know that there's such a thing called Gehenna, and there's a thing that where the Rishonim suffer like that, but that's not kosher to us. As he said, It's the Nebuchadnezzars and the Nimrod and the Hitlers and etc. etc. You fill in your own. The second one relevant to us, and that is to return us to Hashem. The person goes far away from Hashem. The Yisurim brings you back. Sometimes when things are going well, then to forget who we are, what our connection to Hashem is, Yisurim, we forget. The Yisurim brings us back, reminds you who's in control. Zochabu Hashakim is Baiso al Aya Torva Yamishpacha mitrachevis, Baiso tsa shikiles haidim, Ashikhanana toilokim, Vulit, Yoma Yamamim, live not Lord Dirachadosh. You have a guy, he's married, he has a wonderful family, and his family is growing, Torah and Yira, but the house is a bit small. So they decide he's going to build a new house. Vikvasois, Yaitzi lagdil esach nasosoi. So if you're going to have the building, you're going to have to work, you're going to have to go out and work more. The David life, imazman, hunim shech nigra lasakim, as will happen, unless you a rare creature, you get more and more schlepped off, you get more on after the business. Reishe beruba nosen ba'asogus kesef ubebnias adira. More and more of his time and his attention and his thoughts are taken up by making money and building the building, getting the new house. Slowly he forgets what ikka, what awful, what's important, what's not important. He forgets his real purpose in the world. You have to build a home where you can raise children to turn yira. Now he's busy. He doesn't see his children anymore. Doesn't have time for wife. Now he's running off on you. That's all he knows. It's a loisa adam al shibush. This guy's got very confused. The means to the end has become the end. The money and the running after them, the building house became on its own. There's not a means to an end anymore. It's become his whole raison d'etre. It's his whole life's force. That's what drives. His ruchnius obviously takes a steady plummet. Suddenly something happens. Yom echad umafsid schum tsum shel kesef. Suddenly he does a deal. He loses a fortune. And all his dreams of his new house, everything down the drain. This guy comes to you and he tells you the story. And you now need to tell him whether you think this is a good thing or not. This is a good thing or not. I mean, the guy's mom has been working very hard. He's put a lot of time and effort, you know, a lot of bittul Torah or whatever, in order to achieve this achievement. And what happened? Boom. Lost it all. So he thinks it's the However, im ish maskil, who this guy's intelligent, who intelligenti, who may win achet tovoso reitza kodesh boruch hu. He understands that Hashem only wants what's good. Hashem is parach roish who ozov his hamatera amitis v'shachochet ike tafkidei ba'ilam. Hashem is watching this guy and he sees he's lost touch with reality. He's forgotten what he's in the world for. He's forgotten what his purpose in the world. Understands that Hashem is now talking to him through the losing the money. He lost the money. That's Hashem talking to him. And he says to him, What is the losing? What do you translate that in English? My beloved son, you forgot me. You've forgotten what I want you to be doing in this world. You forgot what your purpose. You forgot what you're supposed to be doing with this short life that I gave you in the world. You forgot what the destination is here. Now And this guy, because he's intelligent, he understands, wow, thank you so much, Hashem, for saving me from further yirid into the narishkat and the nonsense and the stupidity of this world. He catches hold of himself and he realizes, wow, where was I? Thank you, Chayuz B'Tshuva. And he gets his life back on track. Wow, so that money, which looked like a major tragedy, is the best thing that ever happened to him. Lose that money was good for him, it was good for his ruchni. He's now back facing the right direction and living his life for the purpose that it was meant to be lived for. And he's not eating up days and days and days on 50. So that's a very powerful message. That's a very powerful Elul message. If somebody wants to know what to think about on Elul, so we spoke about this last year, if you remember. What's the time? Maybe we'll look at this now, because Mom is very relevant to Elul, it's very relevant to us, and that is what Shuvah of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we know Yom Kippur is Yom Shuvah, and there's a Vidui, and there's Tshuva, all the things of Tshuva, Kabbalah Lahabo, and Tshuva, and Chote, and Vidui, that's the whole essence, that's all the avoid of Yom Kippur. But we know that Rosh Hashanah also part of the two of the Sarim Tshuva, the beginning of the Sarim Tshuva, and we know that Rosh Hashanah also Yom Tshuva, they're also days of Tshuva, and yet we see that on Rosh Hashanah, not only you're not allowed to mention sins, you're not allowed to do Vidui on Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, we don't see any of the Hilchus Tshuva manifest in any of the avoid on Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah, in the liturgy, in the where's the Tshuva? There's nothing. So how can that be Tshuva? What kind of Tshuva is there? So for sure, you know, then it's not the same as the Tshuva. That's clear. But we're in Elul now, which is Hachana, ultimately Rosh Hashanah. So, and Rosh Hashanah needs, besides everything else, there's all the void, I'm not saying not, but we have to prepare ourselves to do tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, what kind of tshuva is there? Then if last year, about Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Shmuel Piero, Zatzal, the Grodna Rosh Hashiva, the Beyanka Rosh Hashiva, Grodna Rosh Hashiva, Moshe Shmuel, the Briskerov, very close to the Briskerov, actually, Reb Zelig, actually, was a Talmud, Reb Zelig learned by Reb Moshe Shmuel. So he bring the Rambam. I don't have a Rambam here, so I can't give you the Eklosh. Remind me on Sunday, I'll show you the Rambam inside. But the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa is Habit Lanafseichem. Go back and look at who you are. Get in touch with your neshama. You've forgotten that you're a neshama. Look at this guy's story. He thinks a guy that needs a house. You need a house, you need money. So now that's all he does. Need money. He's become a goof. Rosh Hashanah, I need to see it inside. I'm sorry, I'm not giving you the full story, yeah, but it's enough to ma'oir your curiosity. You have a look in Hilchot Tshuva as well. The Rambam brings us down. Rosh Hashanah, the Tshuva Rosh Hashanah is Habit Lanafshoseichem. Stop and just start looking at yourself like Neshama again. You forgot you're a Neshama. When you understand that you're a Shama, then you can be Mamlich Hashem. If you're a Guf, how can you be Mamlich, the King of Kings? To be the Mamlich, the King of, you first have to be a king. So that's what we say. So now adding a new dimension to this, and that is the Yisurim that comes. And usually Elul is problematic. Elul, I know, funny things happen in Elul to people. You know, Elul can be a very difficult time. It's purpose. We see that the Yisurim and the difficulties and the suffering comes to a person to get him to step up and say, whoa, take stock. What's going on here? Well, what am I? I lost the plot. Why am I putting so much time and energy into something with the Chayre? I mean, the Yetzar is holding me. Thank you, Hashem, for giving that Yisurim to enable to step back and start getting back in touch with reality. That's the most important lesson that a person can learn, and the Yisurim does it like nothing else. Nothing else. And the person's got problems, he's davening, looks different, he's learning different, he's focusing on it all the time, he's talking to Hashem, he's speaking to Hashem, thinking Hashem. When things are going good, you forget about Hashem. And it's not so easy. We almost Hashem, I know that's what I do. When it's going good, I kind of forget. Time, I'm not going to forget you. When it's good, wow, I'm going to thank you and moyim. And what happens after a while? We lose the slave, we lose the bread, lose the oh. It's we've used Marshall before as well. If a person is a multi-millionaire, and he's a big Talmud Chacham, he's a big Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, whatever, he has a daughter, so he's thinking about shidduchim for his daughter, and he's davening for shidduchim for his daughter, for sure. He's an Eilei Chiyid, he's an honest, you know, from Jew. But how much intent is there in that tefillah? He knows there's going to be three of the best bochrim in the world lining up his house. First of all, he's got lots of money. Second of all, he's a big chosh al machochem. So he'll daven, but he's not davening with his life. Because he'll tell pachot, he's mesudah. What about a guy who's poor, he don't have any money, nobody knows who he is, maybe he's a balchuvah, maybe he's an ole chadash, maybe whatever. Now he's got a daughter, and he's davening for the chosha. So how does his davening look? Who's davening with you, Rabbi? He's davening with every, because he's got nothing to go. He's got nothing else to rely on. This other guy's got money to rely on. He's got his name to rely on. He's got his tzidkus. He's got his reputation to rely on. Whatever he's got, he knows. Huh? He davens. Oh, for sure, he's a tamar chochim. Knows you have him. But there's no ed. He's not davening for his life. This other guy's mamash davening for his life. He has nowhere else to turn to. If Hashem doesn't help him, he's finished. So he's davening. So who's more dovek in Hashem now? Who's more dovek in Hashem? Obvious. So that's something we often forget. We forget that Hashem takes care of orphans and widows. Why? Because they've got no one else to turn to. They're no one else. So if you make yourself ki'ilu, not chas v'chalila, but ki'ilu, that you're an orphan or a widow because there's no one else to turn to, and all you have is Hashem. So Hashem has to take care of you. So that's what you have to do. Stop relying on everything else and start relying on Hashem. We can go a few more lines. I'll take your silence as being a hodah. Im oisi yudi bal nefeshu, who mitztayer atar ha-shchina vo'en bet bebushu sonif na'ashem yisbura ha-tzah she'gorem rebo'ilam. If this guy's got a little bit of sensitivity, he's got a bit of an neshama left after all of this, he'll be an enormous tzar because of the tzar shechina, and he'll stand embarrassed in front of him for the tzar that he caused him. You forced Hashem to punish you. Hashem won't cause us pain. Well, which father won't cause pain to his child? Which father won't punish his child? It's the hardest thing in the world to do. That's why we don't. We don't discipline our children properly, and they become monsters, because God forbid. Because it's very hard, much nicer to give your child razors and raise them. And it's not so easy to use the smaller doiche, even though you have to use it very rarely, but it's very hard to use when you need it. Same as Hashem. So now you call Hashem, you force Hashem to cause you sin. You have to apologize for that. I love Lashov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kohev hu doegli einin noisen li lipul lechleis es yomai betol. Hashem loves me. He's concerned about me. He's not going to let me waste my life. Va'ani kot zeati oto, and I caused him so much tzar, whatever that means. Sharei kishudim yad yisurim shchina ma'eres. It's hard to understand what this is about, but that's what it says. We have to trust the Gemara. The Gemara says this. It's the Gemara in Hedrin. That's what it says, but to be true, even though we don't it. But as Kalini Meishi Kalim Israel, have a Omer, Rosh Baruch Hu Mul Yisbol Kachol Yisur Vat Sha'ani Lezovoto. Hashem's prepared to go through suffering, whatever that means, in order that I don't do it. It causes a tzah, it causes Hashem pay or palm, that means, when I don't do what I have to do, and he has to just to cause me pain, he has to cause me suffering. He doesn't want to. He would much rather, that's why he says, B'chad Raimi, much rather we go the way. And so, B'fesh tzar zeh, hoi lochin, again, I'm sure, at shuchach mitzraishi. This tzar of Hashem becomes so overwhelmed if he gets about his personal tzar. When he does for the pain to go, he's talking dafka about part of the schim, this tzar of the shkina more than he is. And these are very high-rated things. Get up and start davening the tzar of the shkina when you don't know what you're talking about. You have tzar daven to take away tzar, but have running in the background this concept, this I start getting aware. I think if you're just aware of it, without actually being over it and it worth it, we don't know what it means. But you're a father, you know what it feels like to deal with children doing what they don't want to do and how much it causes you. So whatever, that's what it causes. We don't know that Hashem feels it, doesn't matter. That's what the Torah gives Chazal. That Chazal, the Gemara is telling you. That's what you have to think. That the Tzar, you would, if you also are doing this, the Tzar Hashem is in and more because the Tzar is in it. He was sitting in prison. Even though I'm sitting in the valley of death, I don't fear. I'm not about any, all the sakon, all the whatever. It's not, that's not what's worrying. All, if the Rishon was sitting in prison, terrible prison. And he said, I'm in prison, that was best for me. So that didn't bother me. What? It's a play on the boss is Gam Kelech Begayetz Amav, Lo Yara Ki Amadi. I don't feel evil because you're with me. He doesn't say that. He says, Lo Yara, I don't fear. Why? Ra Ki Amadi. However, it's bad. You need to be with me. Why is the regime dying when he's in prison? Because Hashem has to be there with him. I did something that caused Hashem to put me in prison. So what am I worried about? If I'm in Hashem is in prison with, Hashem is suffering with, and I caused Hashem that suffering, that's bothering the regime. So we're there, but at least we hear the principle. Gam ki ata shemaim nes kiviyachol izbol yurim elu beglali. You need to also suffer in this prison with me, because me. Kashid hu chai lo ech shal tchushas elu. Mitchazek es bili va'av lo boiroi. Gumei vin ki Hashem roch oiv oto. Vinu muchan laped moinu. Amna hev sada kaspi vid v'yoysa suri vivim. A person understands that Hashem loves him and doesn't want to go away from him. He wants the closeness, wants to be close to his son. Okay, so he's lost a lot of money. And the suri pain that comes with the eating man, gavivimol, it's a terrible pain. It's a holocaust of our walking. But it's worth every second. Because it turns us to come back in Hashem. And you know, Father, when you know he's been what he shouldn't be doing, he's losing your tzai, you're like worrying and what's going to be. And he comes and he says, I'm so sorry, but I realize what a great thought was. And I'm saying, now you'll see. And he goes back to teaching. He's learning and he's a good boy. Oh, how you will. That's how we have to think about Hashem. Okay, there's a lot of care to be spoken about. What's the perspective? Right now, we're just trying to understand the underlying principles. We said we want to know how we go about doing this. So that's the way we deal with it. Okay. So, Ellis, I want to see what you say. Message. Let me just see. Okay, we went a bit over today, but I really want to finish that. The ones who weren't here today, that's the problem. Are you talking about Israel or America, Eli? Can't hear you. Hold on, you're muted.
Israel.
In Israel, and you need tax benefit or not?
No.
Israel deposits without a tax receipt.
Correct.
Or with a tax receipt.
No tax receipt.
Okay, but I'll get it to you when I send you the